Welcome to the Walking Dead with three stupid guys. All four stupid guys are here, and the cough.
The cough is back.
How's it going, guys?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Russ?
I'm doing good.
Are you dying over there? Do we need to call 911? Are you choking on a cheeseburger? What's going on?
No, I'm good.
Three stupid guys and one walker.
Yeah,
he's live, people.
You chewing on Lucille? Is that what the choking on Lucille? Is that what's going on there, Russ?
No.
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 You seem lively. You seem like you're just pumped up and ready to do this podcast.
No, I'm good.
All right.
The
want to make sure.
I was gonna say something, but probably not good to put on air. So.
Well, then if you think it's bad. I
think it relates to The Walking Dead.
I don't know all the rules of podcasting of what to say, what not to say, but
it's generally not best to start right off the bat with that one.
It was said in Walking Dead. So, I imagine if it was said in there that it would be okay to say here.
I think we can warn people later on. You want to say, is someone
We'll just wait until we get to that part.
Okay, we'll just say that there was a line in The Walking Dead that could show up in this podcast. If you're sensitive to those kind of things, just beware.
Right.
Was it as bad as anything that Chappelle said on SNL, no. Right?
You know, we have WRAL, so I'm watching... You know, I'm watching it, and it kept. I go, what is he saying? That keeps getting. I didn't know if it was our feed or because we have satellite. I go, is something wrong with the feed? Well, it turns out we were one of the networks, one of the stations nationwide that kept beeping out, blocking what he was saying.
Huh?
Because I watched it on Hulu the next day. I go, oh, that's what he said. I go, that's what he said. That was what.
Right. I mean, obviously, mine wasn't blurted out at all.
I mean, obviously, I couldn't say those words, but
sure.
I'm like, this is the worst thing on TV. Come on, people, really?
Hey, I know, really, because our president-elect already said it. So
yeah, so you
know, he's only saying what the president-elect said. So,
but there's things that I just thought it was stupid. But anyway,
right.
I thought it was a good show.
It's like Talk Show recorded live.
Like we had that one guy on that one time.
Yeah.
That expressed his opinions that were...
was that the Raiders fan?
I don't know who it was. It was... He started out normal.
I think he was a Cowboys fan.
That could be it.
They're definitely crazy. Cowboys fans are definitely a little loose in the coconuts.
Pretty sure it was a Trump supporter, by the way they talked.
There's Cowboy fans that just go on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, I've been trapped on a podcast with a Chargers fan.
you don't hear me going on today, do you?
Shoot.
This was a great week.
It was a bye week, but we should get to The Walking Dead.
We have our bye week this week. But hey, if you like this podcast and you can't wait for what Russ is going to say next, you can support this podcast and podcasts like The Broadcast, Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys,
Dancing with the Stars,
Westworld and Heather, Westworld and
The Ramblecast,
Survivor, and many, 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 many more. You can go become a patron. Go to patreon.com/JandJack and help us there. Or you can go to our website, become a patron, click on it, and all that different stuff. Also, if you don't want to do that, if you shop with Amazon, if you just normally go to Amazon anyway, it doesn't cost you any more, but you bookmark jandjack.com/Amazon, I think it is. If you go to our website, it's on our website, jandjack.com, and you can bookmark Amazon. And every time you purchase something, we get a little piece of it. Just a little piece of it. Little piece that goes down Rick's throat. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, you can save that and...
What is that noise?
I'm not doing anything.
It's not me.
It sounds like Star Wars.
I think Matt's going crazy. But anyway, that's all the plugs I have right now. But jandjack.com for all the information you need. Anyway.
And people, if that is too much work, just download the episode. Get us some downloads so we get paid every week.
Yeah.
For Walking Dead Super Guys.
I want to thank everybody because we had our highest downloads ever last week.
Bum, 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 bum.
So there you go.
Yeah,
we beat the Married Man show last week.
Wow. Wow.
So there you go.
Yeah. Thanks for all those loyal listeners and faithful downloads. So
there you go.
Take that show up, Tim.
Yeah. No longer fan favorite. It's now right. Russ's fan favorite.
Russ is back.
See, last week wasn't a bad show after all.
Well, that's what we're here to discuss, right?
But we're going to change it this week. We'll make it another bad episode.
So I take it that this episode wasn't in the service of your interest?
I liked it. I liked it.
I liked it.
I'm starting to like this Negan character.
Well, now the problem is he's kind of saving the show, so now they can't kill him off.
Right? Okay, Mike, you have a dissenting voice here. Let's hear it.
Sorry, I was bored out of my mind. All right. We're not supposed to like them. They're bad guys. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You really dragged out there. Oh, yeah, yeah. They're not nice guys. They're going to take your stuff. Okay.
Okay, so I have one thing to say about that.
Okay.
Okay? If I was Negan and I just rolled up in there and I saw how nice it was, I would be sending Rick and them back to where they stay. And if I was Negan, I'd be staying in Alexandria. Like, why leave?
Right. I think, Russ, you bring up a
good... I didn't get that the whole time I sat there and kept going, but Negan's going to boot him out. Negan's going to boot him out.
But his nice, he took all their mattresses. He took everything of their comfort away from him. And then we see the mattresses. He just burned them. I know we're getting way ahead of on the recap here. It's just more. Negan is all about mind games.
Yeah.
But the best mind game is to like.
They thought they were in paradise in this zombie world. They really were. I mean, they had nice houses. Everything was nice. They had normal lives. You know, inside the Alexandria, he came in there and took everything that they had was nice and took it out and said, but now you're going to stay here and remember that we took your stuff, that you we own you. You're sleeping on the floor now. We took the mattresses and we don't even need them. We don't even want them. It's more of his head games. He's all about getting in people's heads. So I think that's why he didn't. Because I was thinking the same thing at first. I go, well, I'd rather live here, but not in Negan's world. He's more about getting in people's heads.
Yeah, and I just one more counterpoint to that, Russ, before you. Make another stronger argument against that. I think that with Negan, or at least with that one episode that we saw last week, it seems as though there's only a couple of ways in and out of that facility,
right?
At least from what was said on the walkie-talkie. So it leads me to believe that he's probably a lot more secure and feels probably a lot safer in his own camp. So. Anyway,
yeah, but I mean, who does he really need to be worried about? He kind
of
controls
all of these other groups. Yeah. All of these other groups, you know. And
plus, the property tax is higher at Alexandria than where he's at right now.
I mean, although, like right now, the way they're living is like Negan's group is living on Baltic and Mediterranean, and they're on Boardwalk and Park Place.
But wouldn't you're in a nice place, and someone comes and takes all your stuff, and they leave you at this place just to remind you, you no longer have this stuff that I came here and took your stuff.
McFly. Yeah,
exactly. Wouldn't that get in your head? Wouldn't be like you're sitting there. Now I'm sleeping on the floor. I had a nice mattress.
Well,
I had all the guns I wanted.
I'd rather sleep on the floor and be able to like walk out the door and walk out the window and look at the pretty trees and look at flowers.
You've just had everything that you have worked for taken away from you.
It's sort of a callback to last week's episode where like. The guy gave up his wife to Negan.
Right.
I mean, in reality, Rick's group didn't really work for that at Alexandria to begin with. So,
well, they have. And Spencer kind of brings up his reservations about Rick.
Right.
I mean, they more or less rolled up in there and pulled a Negan and just kind of took it over.
Well, they did, okay. But they kept him alive. I mean, it's similar. I guess you could say it's similar, but. I like Mike just said, he goes, you know, like the guy losing his wife last week. It's just, and he's still there every day. He's got to see his wife. and he he can't have her.
Would you rather see your wife but not have her, or be dead but still be with your wife? I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the show recap, and we can kind of iron out some of these other details. But I still say that Negan's probably feels more secure, safer in his own hidey hole, wherever that might be. So anyway, he's also working on that cool zombie maze, right?
Well, you
don't want to give up your zombie maze. That's like a hobby.
What if we have the listeners are out there? Give us a call, 385-309-0311. Calling time with you. What you think? Why you think he didn't take Alexandria away from him?
Yeah, it is a good, it is a valid point, because I the thought ran through my mind as well. But
there goes Matt going with my ideas again.
If I'm that smart,
it's okay to have your own thoughts, Matt. It's okay.
I'm going to put you in charge of the recap. We'll see how short this show becomes.
It would make Mike happy.
Hey, you know what? You just said that, and we just bumped up past 1,700 listeners.
Oh yeah, really? That much, huh? All right. Episode's called Service. Much in the way that Rick is out to serve and protect. As a police officer, right? He took an oath.
Are you talking about the Negan said to him as far as service goes, or
I hadn't gotten to that, but I was also pulling in some of Rick's past, because I think that's a theme that kind of comes up at least in a couple moments of the show, is that we're reminded of how far Rick's come. How far
that is
Rick's
very traveled. True.
So. The show opens on the last morning of Rick and Michonne sleeping on that lovely mattress. So,
and they seem like they're sleeping apart. Doesn't seem like it's. They don't seem as happy as they've been in the past.
They have the typical look of the disgruntled husband and wife who had a fight the night before, and one's facing one way, one's facing the other. That's what I thought about.
You think it's like, more that Rick is feeling bad about himself, and maybe Michonne has lost some respect for him?
Maybe they're going through PTSD withdrawals when Jesus busted in on them like middle of night.
Let's not sleep naked. That's a good call out, Mike.
You never want Jesus walking in on you.
I think they're sitting there and we're trying to figure out who voted for Hillary and who voted for Trump.
All right. Well, I'll tell you.
I think we've done enough talking about that election. We can move on.
Reel the show back in, Matt.
Well, clearly Michonne is restless and she voted for Hillary because she wakes up early and she gets to work, right? She goes out in the fields. She's thinking though. I think she kind of senses that maybe Negan's going to pull up any day now.
Right.
And so she goes out. She's also practicing, well, as we find out, what she does with a weapon. But anyway, she's out the door, and I kind of was surprised that Rick saw her leave, and yet this doesn't come up until the very end. But okay, whatever.
Well, Rick's just not very, he's just very somber, very... He's a beaten man.
True. We finally get to see Judith. Is that her name? She's been so. It's been so long. I'm glad that she's in.
Her first name is Baby, and her middle name is Judith.
Middle name. Anyway, so we see Rick being a parent to Judith, and then next is Eugene trying to fix a radio. And Rosita, and I think this guy's name's Spencer.
It is Spencer.
Spencer, yeah. They roll up. They want Eugene to open the gate. Eugene makes a case for why he's doing his part.
I'm fixing the radio.
So they can have some portable tunes.
Portable tunes. Do my share. And he goes, and then she asks, do you want to go out and help? I don't think I want to. Figures. Poor Eugene on this one. They're all suffering here, but I thought she was pretty harsh on Eugene.
He's just trying to get his mind back in his work. I mean,
right.
So I think
back off, Rosita.
I don't got to do your stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when he was talking, though, I thought he was going to say something like, well, I'm not a, you know, I'm not a professional at any of this and whatnot. And, you know, I thought he was going to give a Bill Belichick answer.
Seattle. You know what? But it's about Eugene, though. Towards the end of last season, he was coming on. He was becoming a soldier type. He had confidence. I mean, he's the one that said, no, I'll sacrifice myself. Of course, he ends up getting caught. But now he's back to being Eugene again.
Isn't he the one that bit down?
Yeah.
Right.
He sacrificed.
I guess he did.
Well, he also has to feel somewhat weakened because he saw Abraham cut down.
Yeah.
Just like that. So, and he was close with Abraham.
Good point.
All of this is interrupted by the sound of about 1,000 horrible noises as all these trucks pull up to the gate. We see Negan's silhouette. I don't know why it reminded me of those Bugs Bunny silhouettes. Like there was something about it, you know, and the whole like little pig.
Let me in.
Yeah. So at any rate, Spencer's the one that answers, which does not sit well with Negan because he clearly has not heard of him. Clearly,
who are you?
Negan is not.
Wrong answer.
Yeah. Negan's not treated well through this whole interaction. You know, Rick pulls up, opens up the gate, basically allows the wolf basically in. And I don't know. Negan's very over the top. Take him in small doses or get him in a large dose like this. I don't know. His presence is, I guess if you don't like Negan, maybe you're not going to like this season. Right? Because these episodes are really chocked full of him. Like, it's not like he holds back. He really commands the center stage as far as
presence. No, but he's got some pretty, like, flamboyant personality that I kind of makes him a little, you know, like the governor was never, you know, very, he was very, you know, low monotone, you know, didn't, but Negan's very like, he's very polarizing.
But you look at Negan's pants, it looks like he has a load in them. I'm just going to say it right now.
Really?
His pants are hanging down. I go, pull your pants up. Get a belt to fix, Negan.
Is that what you want Twitter question three for the week?
Yeah.
It looked like Negan has a load in his pants.
That's your Twitter question because people are going to go back and what is he talking about?
You
watch the scene when he's walking. His pants don't fit right. Now, I realize that you can't get perfect pair of pants in this you know, zombie
Jack,
world.
You're not the only one that noticed this. FunnyOrDie.com, they have like 18 things you should know about this last episode. I was reading through some of them. Pretty funny stuff. One of them, though, was that Negan has no ass and that he must have laughed it off back at the camp because they have this shot of him and it looks like he has no butt whatsoever.
Yeah, because I wrote down, it looks like Negan has a load in his pants.
All right.
He's good.
Fun fact, Jack just started writing for Funny or Die this year.
he carries his cheeseburgers in his back pockets, not his front pockets.
No, there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. It's like his pants are like hanging.
Yeah. Good call out there. Nice pickup.
Maybe at one point he weighed a lot more and now he lost the weight and now he's wearing big jeans. Maybe they're just the something like that. Maybe that's why they're sagging like that. I don't know. Does Jeffrey Dean Morgan have a? Does he have a butt? I'm trying to remember him other shows. I don't know.
That'll be a separate poll question.
Okay. Because he was in that show where it was the hotel he built. It was on Cinemax or Showtime, where he builds the hotel. Do you guys ever see that show?
No, I've never heard of this hotel building.
The Hotel.
No, it's like a mafia type thing.
Huh.
Anyway. I'm trying to think if he had a butt or not. Not
one of those things that comes up on a podcast very often. Listeners, I assume that there's some female listeners out there. Have you noticed it? Have you noticed Jeffrey Dean Morgan's rear in other shows like The Good Wife or Grey's Anatomy?
They only pay attention to Daryl and what Daryl's wearing.
Well, you know what? They're having a spinoff of The Good Wife. Is that show called The No Butt?
The Good Butt.
The Good Butt.
Wow. That'd be interesting. That's just right to the point.
The good butt, not starring Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah. Like right straight to the demographics. So,
And Jeffrey, if you're listening, sorry.
Yeah,
but you're welcome on the show anytime.
Anytime, you just give us a call, Jeffrey.
So,
call anytime.
You're a fantastic actor. I mean, you don't have to have a butt to act. So,
you know, he's going to get on the show and he's going to be like, "This is now my show, guys."
Take it.
I think he would just be like, this is all you have. I'm just going to leave you with the food like and the ammo.
Jack's,
you guys
Jack's
need it.
Going to say thank you.
Thank you. Take it, yours.
All right. Back to the recap.
And can you keep Matt with you too?
All right, Russ, I'm cutting you off.
Well, at least you didn't say to him what you said earlier today. I got a tweet there. You said to Russ,
I was in the middle of class, you know, and he's giving me flack. I had to
F you, know. Russ.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all right.
I should have said, now I don't feel welcome.
I don't
Negan
know.
Negan did say that. Negan did say he didn't feel welcome.
Oh, okay. Well,
I was trying to get you back onto the thing.
Thanks. Yeah. They basically enter. We see Negan, all of his men, Dwight, Daryl. There's another guy named Davey. They just like all of the D's.
Daryl's not looking good either.
Nope. Not looking good. Rick tries to talk to Daryl, and that is not happening.
Oh, no, no, no.
Rick, so anyway, Negan basically, you know, it's like, yeah, it's like a wolf that's like at the pig farm. I don't know. He's just like, take everything, boys. Rick, you know, basically lets it known that to set aside half, and Negan says no. He does not get to tell him that. So we know who's in charge. Negan is, and we see this next scene. Dwight stops Rosita and Spencer right before they're ready to head out, takes all of their weapons, and even takes all of the water out of her cantina, dumps it out, says, y'all come back now, yeah?
What a jerk.
Yep. Just when we thought we might like Dwight.
And really, and her hat.
Oh, and the hat, yes. Good call. So the hat does come back the very next day. So next we see Michonne attempting to snipe a walker. This is what I alluded to earlier. Obviously, if you've watched the episode, you already know this. But she's trying to improve her...
she needs some improvement.
Yeah. I think that for some people that were watching this, they were like, why is Michonne this bad? But it's just a character flaw. She's clearly better with a sword than a gun, and she's never had to.
But she has the scope.
She's got the scope. That's true.
And it's not like the walker's moving that fast.
No, but the walker, if you watch, it keeps jostling back and forth. And then she doesn't have anything that she's even bracing herself against. So it's not like she's laying down on that Jeep with a you know, a scope stand on
that
there.
That was your mistake.
So I kind of, seeing this go down, I kept thinking that she's planning, or she's trying to improve her skills so that she can snipe
Negan.
Yeah, that was my initial.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I hope Negan's not killed by a sniper in the distance. He's got to be beaten with Lucille.
She needed the grassy knoll to be laying on. More accurate there.
True that. All right, so we see after this, Michonne, she slices off the walker's face. Pretty cool face slice there. And then she walks out into the tree line there, where she finds this deer that she accidentally shot.
Yeah.
So
she kills a deer,
mm-hmm.
who's not doing anything to her. You can't kill the walker.
Yep. My, how the innocent are killed. Maybe that's what it is. The innocent will always be killed.
She killed Bambi. Go back and tell Judith you killed Bambi.
Yeah, but like my when I first saw that, I was going, so did the deer not like run when the walker went by it?
Why didn't the deer run when the first shot? I mean, she fired off 8 shots. I tried to count them best as I could. I could discern 8. So why didn't the deer run the first, or maybe the first shot got the deer?
Or maybe the first,
but I would have thought that
maybe the deer was someone else and accidentally ran towards the shot.
See, I would have thought Russ would have said, like, I thought Russ would have said, deer burgers. Wonder what those taste like.
A little lean on the fat, but I'm sure they taste pretty good. So,
well, I just would have thought the deer would have ran when the walker was coming through there.
Oh, pick the show apart.
It's not like they're quiet, you know.
We got a long show to go. Anyway, Negan's men, they're taking furniture. It's it's Goodwill days in Alexandria. It's just like everything must go. And at first glance, I thought that Negan grabbed a cold beer out of this cooler.
It was an orange crush, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an orange crush. That's what the trivia had said. Was that on the Talking Dead?
No, I just my first thought was the orange crush. Because that's what we haven't seen her this season. But that's
Tara.
Tara. She wanted orange crush, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they find it in that truck that they found at the gas station or something at one point in the show?
Yeah, like fell over.
Yeah.
My first thought was orange crush. I wasn't 100% sure, but
well, apparently the trivia says that it's an orange crush because at first glance I thought it was a beer. So, because that's what you do if you're Negan. You're like, life's a plenty.
But if it's a beer, even Negan wouldn't throw it away. He took a few sips of the orange crush and tossed it. Unless it's Coors, you don't toss the beer.
Take that Coors, okay?
So it was in a cooler. They don't have any ice.
They go back to the grassy knoll, okay?
They could have ice. They have electricity.
Yeah, they're in Alexandria. They have like power and stuff.
Yeah, they have all
the luxuries of home.
Video games and stuff.
Yeah.
They actually have better videos than Who's the Boss. So they have reruns of Tony Danza.
They have growing pains.
They have growing pains.
Show me that smile again.
Oh man.
Don't waste another minute on your sunshine.
Your turn, Russ.
No, we're good. Go, Matt.
All right. Negan humiliates Rick just as you guys are humiliating myself.
I think I screwed. It's don't waste another minute on your crying, isn't it? Oh, whatever it is.
Move All on. Right, that's the third Twitter poll.
Shana-na-na.
Shana-na-na. That's Family Ties.
Well, it's just all in the mix, okay, right? I mean, you could have just, they were like cousin families. I think that there was one family reunion show we all missed out on.
Okay.
You know.
They all went to Gilligan's Island.
All in the family?
Yeah. They were there too. It was all one big TV show in the sky. Cunningham's. So
did the lost Chuck finally show up?
Did Chuck? He did. He actually was there, and the Chachi missing son. Wasn't.
Chachi so. Wasn't.
Joni and Chachi were not. They were divorced. So so too many visits to Planned Parenthood.
Well, Chachi's staying away from Joni because she has issues.
Right. Too many visits to Planned Parenthood.
I just want to say I love this episode right now. It's so off topic.
And I'm trying. I really am.
No, please do not try. I want to be more off topic.
I blame I blame Matt on this.
I'm probably at fault. So
I think Matt has aged like 3 years just doing this podcast. Look at him. He's just it's like he could be president.
He started in episode 37, now he's 40.
I'm a sitting president. I didn't realize that there was this much involved.
He's aging faster than what's her name?
No,
Judith. Baby Judith.
Baby Judith.
Wow, Mike with the psychic read there. Okay,
call back to the beginning.
Last I saw, Judith was being handed over to the preacher and. Like he was like, I'll take care of her, and she's still wrapped up and everything. And this one's like standing up in the bed. I'm like, how much time?
Well, she's probably what, 24 months?
Yeah,
you know, so she's a toddler
at
this point.
She's got a lot of hair for 24 months than what she had before, though.
I was jealous.
All right. More importantly, the person that has the most manliest bush of them all is Rick. We see him on video footage. So does Negan. He parades it in front of Rick. This is the man that he would have been afraid of. And he then turns the camera back to Rick and says, "That's not you anymore." Nope.
Nope.
So this is what Negan makes a crack, by the way, about also shaving his own beard, which I thought was kind of funny. That he's by looking at Rick's beard, he's like, "Yeah, I better shave my own." It's in passing. I don't know. It's a paraphrase. He then asks Rick, "Hey, where's that young widow that I created?"
I didn't want to do it.
I had to do it. Daryl made me.
Oh, yeah. Daryl did.
Yeah. And Daryl's just sitting like this going, Daryl's just not a lot of fun to be around.
I don't think Daryl, you know what? Daryl had the easiest lines out of everybody in that episode. He just had to look
mopey.
Yeah. I mean, how hard is that?
Daryl reminds me of going to a lot of grunge shows in the 90s. Like, there's a lot of guys that looked like Daryl. I mean, I've seen a lot of, you know, like X-Fest and, you know, just different, like, shows.
Daryl's like, I've been beaten down by a guy with no butt.
All right. So Negan asks about, you know, that young hot widow. And because he just collects them, you know?
Yeah.
As he's kind of pressing this issue, all of a sudden Gabriel shows up, freaks Negan out, scares him half to death. And then they proceed to go to the graves. He's like, "Oh, do you want to give your condolences?" They're at the graves, and somehow Gabriel does some kind of Lando Calrissian where he gives the little signal to Rick while he's talking, like, "Hey, by the way, I just wiped this stuff." I don't know. It just seemed kind of like on the nose. Like, wouldn't you just sell him later? But
yeah.
Wait, I'm getting a little confused about that part. Like, Maggie went to the other town, right? For like medical help.
Right.
And don't like the saviors control that town too?
Yes.
Yes.
They're basically going to be there like what, next week? So yeah, you're buying her 7 days by lying her about her being dead.
I don't know about you guys. The thing that I was scared most was I kept thinking he was going to dig up the body. I thought he was going to make Daryl dig the body up, and then we were going to find it was an empty casket.
Well, then someone would have died. So once if they do find her,
right,
someone will have to die. And would it be
Rick? Gabriel?
No, Gabriel.
Right. Or whoever's closest to Lucille at the time. So... all of this is interrupted. The graveyard scene, which is all kind of, again, I kind of felt like that might have been the next step. Like, maybe he would have been like, "Well, I miss her so much. I'd like to just make sure she's there." So, you know, something.
Plus, it was a 90-minute episode.
Yeah, right. Like, we couldn't have had more scenes.
40-minute episode with 50 minutes of commercials.
Yeah, about 60 minutes without the commercials. So. Gunshots ring out, and we come back and we find that it is Carl in a standoff with one of Negan's men named Davey. Who goes by Davey, really? I mean, you're in the post-apocalyptic
Davey, world, Mike. Right?
Well,
people with their weird Davey names.
You know, after hearing the shots, and I'm wondering if maybe Michonne's been teaching Carl how to shoot.
I think it was a warning shot. You know, it's like you fire up in the air, like, warning.
He was like standing right in front of him.
This brings up an interesting scenario here, because Negan comes in and Carl's basically threatening Negan without actually even pointing the gun at Negan. All he has to do, and as one of the people on the Facebook group pointed out, is just turn and pivot, and he could shoot Negan right there. End it all, right?
Christy pointed out a good point on our Facebook page. She's just wondering if that's in his contract or what. Everyone else looks like they need a shower. Carl looks like he's ready to go lead singer in an 80s hair band because he has such great hair.
It does look nice and conditioned.
But I think it's almost like going to Hitler. I'm sure there were people that didn't want to follow Hitler, but they just were afraid to. Because remember, everybody around him is called Negan. If you kill Negan, another Negan's going to step up. So I think that's what it is. I think people are just afraid of killing him.
But I was thinking about it. Like, while they're all ransacking these houses, like, they weren't very strong in numbers at that point because they're all spread out. Like, I would have been like, that would have been the time that you, because they're not going to know that they're getting, like, you know, whacked in a house.
Sure. Hey, I think it was an perfect opportunity that that Carl missed out, but
they're afraid.
Somehow Negan talks him off the ledge because he tells him that he has giant man-sized balls. I can only understand Carl's rationale being a 16-year-old saying, "Yeah, okay, sure." Because the only other thing that Negan says is, "Oh, we don't want to go through what we went through last time with Lucille," and it's like, "Oh, okay, you know, he just all gives right. up the ghost." Okay,
just don't take my other eye.
Sorry, Dad.
Negan then
wait. Mike has to do his Carl.
Oh,
Carl. Well, it's Rick saying Carl.
Yeah,
Carl, give it up. Don't do it, Carl.
Well, Negan tells him to stop talking.
Negan does. He takes command of the situation. And after it's over, this is where he kind of says, "Hey, by the way, since you bring up guns, so much. Where's all your guns? Where's all of the guns that you took from my men?" So he requires a visit to the armory where they meet Olivia, and Negan's men proceed to take all of the weapons. Negan is impressed that Olivia is in charge of the guns. He has some choice words about her. And
it was pretty nasty.
Yeah. And he leaves Rick with all of the food, and Negan wants a thank you. pretty much, but he doesn't get one. And this thank you, this please and thank you thing is the other theme throughout this episode. So I meant to point it out earlier just about the videotape and seeing that image of Rick from long ago, but also the fact that this, you know, saying, making people say these words, thank you. Please, you know. So,
well, Rick, they are technically words of service when you think about them.
I suppose so.
He's missing manners. He just wants everybody to have good manners, Ron.
Yeah.
Well, so does Rick, as we find out at the end with Spencer. But Rick doesn't give him a thank you. Rick doubles down on all the guns being there. You know, he's like, yeah, as far as my knowledge is concerned, I have no recollection of anyone else or the eight people that are missing right now out on runs. Because, you know, doesn't, what's her name? We just mentioned her earlier.
Tara.
Yeah, and Heath, don't they have weapons of some type?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So Rosita and Spencer go out to get Daryl's bike. We see Spencer talking to Rosita as he loads up the bike. Classic, I'm talking to you while you're not talking to me. And Rosita basically runs away. I don't know what this whole scene was set up for. I guess filler for the extra long episode. I think if they were to cut out anything, I think some of like trimming off the fat of Rosita and Spencer's storyline would have helped a bit.
Yeah.
It just seemed a bit unnecessary in some parts. So
I didn't realize till the end of the episode that was Spencer. Between like the beard and he put on like, I guess, 30 pounds of weight. I was like, I just thought that was like a new character.
Yeah, he did look a little bigger, that's for sure.
Hmm.
So Jack, what's the San Diego State Gonzaga store that you're looking at?
Nope.
No.
I'm recording it.
All right.
I don't want to know.
You look a little distracted there.
Nope, I'm listening.
All right, so after Rosita runs away, we get this next scene where Negan threatens Daryl's life with a loaded weapon. So Daryl is clearly doing grunt work, and Negan is wanting to make sure that Rick kept all of his guns in order. Negan is thrilled to get a rocket launcher. I mean, this is just...
And the things he can do with that rocket launcher.
Do you think he used the rocket launcher to burn the mattresses?
No. No way you'd waste it on that. That's like...
Why would you need to do that? Get a match.
I don't know. For some reason, I was thinking that that's what he did.
They just dropped him off. They drove away. Then he shot a rocket into
That's what
really I cool thinking. Weapon that could destroy a lot of people because if I was ever like, invaded or like attacked. Or
that scene, like it was kind of like a, you know, things were kind of spread out around there. I was looking at it. I was like, oh, I bet he used the rocket launcher.
We would have heard it.
I don't think the rocket launcher was used. Why would you waste a rocket launcher on that? All right.
What's
I'm moving
use
on.
It for?
We're to kill people.
Dumbest idea. All right. Negan is thrilled to get the rocket launcher. We see Arret, this woman, manhandling Olivia, and we find out that there's two guns that are missing. And this is the other kind of not so exciting plot line, but where did the guns go, right? Like if there was something that drugged down this episode watching it a second time through, it was the mystery of the missing two guns.
But you right? said like Tara's gone and she has weapons. Wouldn't there be more weapons missing than just two?
Right. Well, two from Negan's guns, right? Like Negan had his stash of guns that they inherited.
Yeah, but she had an inventory of guns.
Sure. That's true. That's true.
unless she has it written down, Tara has a gun, she's on patrol or whatever.
Right. Like one minus one or something.
Right.
Like
okay. That. Yeah. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that one.
But you know, they could have like accumulated guns like being on a run the night before and just not checked them in. I mean.
Well, there's two guns missing, and that's all that Negan cares about. And from what I understand, these are not that great of guns. So, anyway, Negan respects women, by the way. He respects women more than anybody else, and he doesn't want to kill a woman. So,
you gotta respect him for that.
I think Trump just said the same thing during the election. Nobody respects women more than I do.
Yeah. I'm exaggerating and putting words in Negan's mouth, but he doesn't want to kill women. And
killing a guy.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Could do that all day. So anyway. So he threatens her with this comment about you know, this is life and death, you know. And it's a strong end with this cut to the commercial, but it doesn't work or it doesn't flow. Like I watch it on iTunes without commercials and it just kind of flows through. And the cut here just didn't make sense. Like it was kind of like, I don't know. It was just a whiff and
we need more commercials.
Yeah. All of a sudden it comes back to Rick's in the church. And I'm just like, how did this happen? Was there a dinner bell that he rang? Like, where's Negan's men? Aren't they not watching?
They're yeah, I thought it was a preview for another episode. If I didn't see Lucille in the back.
Yeah.
I go, what the hell is going on here? I'm like you, Matt. I was like, oh, must be. Okay. I'll just go with it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just an odd edit.
You know, because Rick has that ability. Remember, he got out of that RV surrounded by a billion walkers. So he can just teleport to the nearest church and people follow him there.
And everybody came to everybody yeah. in the town except for Negan's men.
Like, oh, that's it's okay. It's like Clue. There's these secret passages in the corner. You
spoiler
know,
alert. Rooms.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. The Clue comes back up at the end. all right. So people voice their opinions. I'm going to try to move a little bit quicker here. People voice their opinions to Rick, you know, how are we going to get out of this? And Rick's basically like, look, I'm not in charge anymore. Negan is, and we need the guns. So, and Eugene of all people notices, hey, not everyone's here, which is weird because Rick knows that Michonne just like left with a bag of weapons.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't know all of the weapons that she left with, but he knows like, hey, that woman I've been sleeping with that we don't talk anymore. anyway.
Well, it's also nice we finally heard that line from Rick, because like they showed that line after the first episode in the previews. And I was like expecting that second episode, didn't show up. Third episode, didn't show up. Mm. Finally, midway through fourth episode.
You've been really waiting for that line.
Well, I don't know if they're going to show a preview from like the season finale or something or what.
sure. Well, back to the Rosita storyline. We see her killing some walkers, but not just any walkers in the forest. These are Negan's men, and she's taking it out on the dead ones, basically. So, I thought this was interesting. You know, the I guess the one interesting thing that came out of this, because I really don't like the Sol Spencer Rosita storyline, but we see a log carrying guy zombie, right? Like he dies with just this head smash into a log.
Yeah, so, that was nice.
Yeah. It was close to one of the best zombie kills, if not for Michonne's slices. So anyway, they end the scene with this is not our life. We gotta go back. This handgun's empty. Big deal. Sorry, I don't
Well, I think she's getting the gun to kill somebody, so
I mean, do you think she's going after the governor? I mean, that's who you go after, right? You cut off the head.
The governor?
So, Negan?
The governor, sorry, Negan. Time no, jump.
I think it's the other dude.
The other big bad wolf. Oh, well, Dwight?
Dwight.
You time warp faster than Rick does.
Yeah.
They were definitely setting up Dwight versus Rosita tonight.
Yeah, she's had it.
Nobody takes my hat.
Nope. Well, she hadn't done her hair. She didn't have the same contract Carl has. So her hair is kind of greasy and oily. So she wants to wear the hat. And he takes hat right off her head. You don't do that. Not to Rosita.
Nobody puts Rosita's hat in the corner.
No.
All right. So commercial break.
If you were to say right now someone that was going to knock him off, who would you say would be Rosita or Daryl?
Dwight?
Yeah,
Carl.
It's Rosita.
You think Rosita over Daryl?
Yep. Daryl felt sorry for him.
Yeah, that's true. Daryl has some sympathy for him. Stockholm syndrome, man.
Yep.
All right.
Well,
so
I could see Rosita Daryl taking a bullet to save Dwight.
Right. Yeah. Or in the scuffle, yeah.
Yeah, Rosita tries to kill him, and Dwight and kills Dwight, and Daryl saves him.
All right, after the commercial break, Rick is pacing and on the edge, searching for missing guns. He's, as we learn, ransacking Spencer's house. I thought this was his own house at first. I was like, what's going on?
I forgot where I put them.
Yeah, exactly. I know I put those keys around here somewhere, and I lost that Apple TV remote. It's so small.
I hate those remotes. God.
All right, so Gabriel kind of appears out of nowhere, and he's just, hey, everything's going to be cool, man. I know the end of the plot. You're going to find the guns in about 2 minutes. So his optimism just, I don't know, it just was like, thanks, man. I guess since you're
it's a new and improved Gabriel before Gabriel a couple seasons ago. But he's positive, man. He's back.
All right. I will give you this much. The scene does have some merit because he expresses his faith in Rick and mentions their paths.
Exactly.
Their past. And I think it kind of reaffirms that. Sorry. I'm just getting jaded as I go through my recap. I'm like, really?
You're realizing how bad the episode was.
It's almost like Mike took over the recap halfway through.
I actually did like the episode for the most part.
It sounds like it.
I just feel sorry that Matt had to watch this twice, this episode.
It's my own Stockholm syndrome. We just don't have a peppy song like last week, right?
No dancing this week.
No.
Yeah. All right. So eventually Rick finds Spencer's hidey hole where he keeps liquor, some beans. It looked like he just had black beans in there.
Well, he had stolen food before.
Yeah. He was eating crackers last time.
Yeah.
Look at me with all the saltines. Suck it, soup. I don't need you. All right. He finds the two guns. And I don't know why. I think this is out of order, but yeah, there's the scene where Enid is basically being forced by, I think this is still this Davy guy who's messing with Enid. And
worst scene ever. Balloons.
Worst scene. Yeah, the balloons. Thanks for the green balloons. I don't know what. Are you throwing a birthday party?
I see if they're red balloons, have 99 red balloons.
Sure.
I was going to try to work it out, but you need to.
What I got out of that was she was saving them because it reminded her of Glenn.
Oh, they wanted to repractice that run that they flubbed last season? Is that what
actually,
it is?
Maybe a Smashing Pumpkin would remind her of Glenn.
Or a dumpster.
Too soon, Jack. Too soon.
Too soon.
Or a dumpster. Don't count out the dumpster.
Yeah.
They did have that moment with the dumpster.
That's true.
So, we'll always have the dumpster, Rick.
we'll always have those three or four episodes.
Yeah. So,
by the way, I'm also referring to Rick from Casablanca, not just Rick from The Walking Dead. All right. So,
good Negan's save there. Good save.
Yeah. Negan's crew is beginning to leave, and Rosita and Spencer return just on time. Like, if they would have just waited a little bit longer, like. Or maybe they were waiting for them to show up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Rick sees Michonne, and he asks Negan for a second. Negan says no.
Please. Says,
please.
Please.
He runs in to talk to Michonne, asks her for the rifle, and basically pleads with her as well. Hey, look, I'm not losing anyone else. So
you can see what Rick's going. He doesn't want anyone else to die.
Yeah, he doesn't want to risk anything. I mean, I think, yeah. Anyway, he brings the rifle back. Pride and Joy, the apple of Negan's eye. He read the room. He gets it right. He got the message. Everybody's happy. And so Rick's like, oh, please, sir, could we have our Dale back? Or Daryl back?
Please, sir. I want some more.
Yeah. But no, Daryl refuses to talk to give his case at all.
Make your case.
Nothing.
And like Russ said, nothing. He's got nothing.
I swear I've seen somebody like Daryl at like a Pearl Jam concert or something like that back in the day. He's got to have a nice funk to him because you know that he's just been eating dog food and not washing. So,
and he's still the number one favorite of the girls on the show.
Yeah. It's that shiny coat, you know, that A-OK dog food will do it to you.
Alpo has a good, it's good for your coat, man.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Negan wants something. Negan basically says, hey, you know, we're going to be back someday, just like Frosty the Snowman. And,
I hate that cartoon, by the way. Hate it.
It's coming back, Jack. Negan wants something interesting. That's what it is. And if they don't have something interesting, someone will die.
What else did they have? He took everything.
He even takes the deer.
He's like, hint, hint, a tiger. I've seen a tiger on the show recently.
I forgot about the tiger. I forgot about Carol.
Negan does claim the deer.
You know what I would do if I was them? I'd like put a bow on Eugene and say, here you go. This is something interesting right here.
You know, it just dawned on me because we haven't seen Carol and Morgan in a while. Alexandria has become what Morgan wanted. Just let people do whatever they want. You don't attack. You don't fight.
It's pacifist. Become mattressless.
Yes.
Well,
I mean, am I right? That's what Morgan. We don't kill. We don't fight.
But then he changed his views. Like
Morgan had a dream.
Yeah.
There is some weird analogy though, where Negan is kind of like the government. They just show up at your doorstep. They take half of everything that you own, and they burn most of it in effigy. They're just like,
I don't want to say I agree with Matt because if they're listening, but you're right, Matt.
There were multiple times where I was like, Negan's like a metaphor for the government.
Yeah.
So anyway,
we just can take what we want.
Think about it. So, all right.
They can change the rules whenever they want.
And you're spot on, because they also say, well, don't you have something to say? Thank you for doing what we do.
And we're just
in fact, you even vote for us. So there you go.
You voted for this. So it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay that we change the rules. Negan crows, gloats, and asks Rick to say thank you. He kills another walker with a candlestick.
Now, I couldn't figure out if he was in the dining room or the kitchen.
I think it's the hallway, the entrance room, yeah. The garage, maybe.
But what happened to that candlestick when they drove away? The dead walker was there, but there was no candlestick.
Oh.
He kind of tossed it aside, but I didn't see it. So I think they screwed up there.
Good point.
He
told him that he wanted it cleaned off, so maybe someone cleaned it off.
All right. So Rick has a moment of temptation here when he's about to kill the walker, because he's holding Negan's back.
Why are you going to kill Negan?
Yeah, but you know it's not going to go down. No. Not this early.
Not
on.
This early.
So, Negan tells Rick one last thing. And he takes Lucille and tells Rick that he slipped something down his throat, and he thanks him for it.
Best line of the night.
That's your favorite line right there.
It was.
What was he talking about?
Oh, the something that he slipped down his throat.
The Orange Crush.
might as well say it.
Oh, it's a tricky dick. So
there you go.
Keeping with the election theme.
We should, I think Bill Clinton knows.
What? As they roll out, and they roll over one last dead walker there, and explodes. I kind of like this.
That was Glenn-like, right? Because he ran right over the head.
Yeah.
Well, he ran over the head, and he ran over the legs, and it's like everything else splatters, but the legs just kind of went thunk thunk, and I'm like, okay. Well,
there's bone in there. There's bone in there, right? So I guess there's bone in the head, but.
As they leave out, Rick takes one last look at the sign.
I didn't mean it that way.
I didn't mean to keep.
I was laughing at Jack, like trying. Jack's like keeping Matt off kilter here.
I'm just rolling on.
I'm just trying to see the show like straight ahead.
Yeah,
Jack's having
like,
fun.
You guys
like,
are talking about boners.
Like, yeah, I'm not the host tonight.
Yeah.
Party.
Yeah. And somehow I'm the showrunner, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. Rick closes the gate. Oh, wait. Yeah. He sees the sign. He looks at the sign that says, bring us your mercy and your lost or something, but we're going to have vengeance on the plunderers. So call out to maybe what's to come. Vengeance for the plunderers.
Well, eventually they're going to fight back. Yeah.
Yeah. Rick closes the gate, tells Spencer, what he went through, that he went through his house, basically, to find the gun. Spencer's upset, yells back some things about Abraham and Glenn, and then in a very Negan way, Rick forces Spencer to say yes.
Right.
So I just wanted to point out that Rick is taken on to the Negan-ism, and the bat that he carried around, not just is it a symbol of the two people that Negan killed, the Rick witnessed, but it's also a symbol that Rick is Negan, right?
He's now. Well, to Spencer, he is.
To Spencer, but for all intents and purposes, he walked around with a baseball bat and let them take whatever they wanted. Exactly. So,
good Ethan call, boss.
Same as the old boss. Rosita then yells at Spencer, and we see that Rosita has smuggled in a gun. So, making this last little round quick, there's some major revelations.
Technically, it's not really a gun because it's not loaded.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. So we see Rick making his bed, and now he's going to lie in it.
Making his floor.
Plenty of blankets to go around, though. When Michonne comes in, Rick asks if she hid any more of the weapons, and Rick argues that the Saviors have numbers, that they have greater numbers. You know, she's still trying to see a way around it, that this impossibility could be stopped. And he's just like, no, that's just not going to happen. We finally get this big reveal and a confirmation that we've wanted for a while, that Rick tells Michonne about Shane. And thought this was an interesting way of coming to this, like, this conclusion, this reveal, but also a nice call out to, like, everything that Rick's been through at this point. Especially, like, going all the way back to the beginning, basically. So, how Judith basically isn't his. He loves her. He accepts it, and he will die before she does. So, which I thought was really sweet because it shows his commitment. So he pleads with Michonne to accept it, or it won't work. And she says that she'll try.
She ain't trying.
Right. There were more guns in that bag, right? Like everybody knows that.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Okay. We finally see Michonne head back out to the Walker Plains of the Serengeti. She's like a cheetah, just waiting. Like she's got, but she's not, she didn't pull out the guns. I kept thinking that we'd see a gun that she pulls out, but I think she, I don't know. I think she hit him. So she spots smoke. I was confused at this scene initially because the music or a sound effect comes in that made it sound like an airplane. So I thought that there was an airplane or something. I was very confused.
Maybe it was a rocket launcher.
Right. Well,
I mean, you know, it could have been the sound of the rocket launcher. I mean,
yeah, I hate to say it, but maybe Russ is right.
Thanks, Jack.
I hate to say it.
Yeah, you just added another 10 minutes to this podcast. All right. She spots the smoke, though, is what she does, and she follows it to find the smoldering mattresses. I mean, there was one hell of an orgy.
Well, to be fair, they found out there were bed bugs in the mattresses, and you don't want bed bugs. Nothing worse than bed bugs.
Negan said he was a nice guy. He's just trying to help him out.
Exactly.
So, final scene, Rosita, we see a bullet shell, and Rosita picks it up, knocks on Eugene's door, and asks him. Well,
that was the bullet shell from the one where Negan shot the gun.
Yes. Great callback. She asks Eugene to make her a bullet. So she only needs one.
I could not do that.
End of the episode.
I'm not a professional bullet maker, but you know, I can do other things.
You're not a professional podcaster, but you play a ref on TV. I will say I will say that I did like this episode the first time through. Second time through, I definitely felt like it was too long. I know that was a criticism.
Now talking about this, you realize, it's horrible.
But to be fair, was it because you're watching the second time we were talking about, Jay and I were talking about this, anytime doing a podcast where you have to take notes?
Yes.
Sometimes the episode can grind on you. Yes. Was it because you had to take notes?
I would say yes. Watching it a second time through, the note taking was definitely like, okay, all right, you know. And I as much as I love Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and I think he elevates the show in a way that it's going to be hard to find another actor to fill that void. Yeah, because you know, he brings something to the table that I think, I don't know. It's just that he's a puzzle piece. Sorry, that helps bring the other.
Puzzle.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out of. It's all that talking. So, anyway, I did like the episode on the initial watch. Although I did think, still on that initial watch, I was like, you know, did it really need to be this? Like, I don't know. Just 10 minutes. 10 minutes they could have shaved off. So, That's my
We didn't need the hour and a half, is what you're saying.
It's weird. Right. Why? I don't understand why they did a 90-minute episode like middle of season.
More commercials.
Usually they save it for like a season finale or like an opening episode.
When I was hitting the record thing on mine, I saw it was that long. I was like, great, someone else is going to die.
Well, maybe it's maybe they're going to kill Negan off sooner than we think, and they're just trying to get all the commercials in they can. As much revenue as they can. I don't know. It didn't make sense to me. Like I said, the episode could have really been cut back.
Here's what I think. I think that his scenes are actually, they go a little bit longer and they like it. Like they themselves like the footage. They're like, and they don't want to cut any of the Negan scenes.
Is he improvising a lot of the scenes?
Maybe it's just the bravado or like his pacing or I don't know.
It's a slower pace.
So he's like the Kirk Cousins of the Walking Dead. He walks off the scene. He's like, you like that? You like that?
But yeah, I like the episode.
Talk.
I like the episode.
I like.
I don't have any other trivia than that. I don't think
we do have.
Russ,
Mike. I'm the one dissenting voice again.
Mike,
2 weeks
hated
in a row,
it.
I didn't like it.
2 weeks in a row, you didn't like it.
I speak for the people.
Hey,
not the 1,700 people that downloaded and liked this episode or liked the podcast, but.
We have to have a dissenting voice. I think.
I think I need to bring Nico back on the show just so I can have an agreement with my dissenting voice.
Hey, we gotta find out if Nico wants to come on. We don't know if he likes it or not.
Oh yeah, what he's thought of this episode, or I mean this season.
Hey, but we do have a phone call. Want to play the phone call?
Yeah,
that's right. It's gonna be a two-parter, so I'm gonna have to. Cause she got cut off, so I'm gonna play it, and then there'll be a little delay while I get the other one up.
Okay,
got it.
Just let me know if you guys can hear it.
In the meantime, we see these Jay and Jack headphones you have on.
Hey guys, it's Christy, and I thought I'd give a call and give you guys some my ideas on The Walking Dead. I am a little bit behind on your podcast, so I'm calling with some ideas on the Carol-centric episode from last week, and just some of the things that you guys are talking about. First of all, you guys talked about Ben and why is it that he needs to be having all this attention given to him to turn him into a fighter? And I think it just boils down to the fact that Ezekiel is an amazing judge of character. He kind of has this ability to kind of sum people up right away and trust them or not trust them, we hope, because he sees Carol's value. He sees Morgan's value. And I think he sees Ben's value. I think it's more than just he feels a debt to his father. I think it has to do with this kid is really smart, and in the zombie apocalypse, you need more than just muscle. You need some brains too, or you just forget how to do things. So you saw, even with the governor, he had a really smart right-hand man. You see, our group has Eugene. And so here's this kid who has a really intelligent mind, and he needs to know how to fight so he can defend himself because they need his skills. But if he can defend himself, well, goodbye to the knowledge. So that's my thoughts on Ben. As far as why Negan's group didn't hit Alexandria prior to this time, I think that Negan's group has been busy. We know that they are in control of the hilltop. We know they're in control of the kingdom. They didn't become in control of the wolf, so it seems that there are some groups out there that have yet to kind of come to blows. And I think Alexandria was simply going to be one of those dominoes that was going to follow them when they got there. And I think this is just the moment when they started getting there. We also saw, you know, that they had some unrest in their ranks, and you know, they all ran into those guys stealing the tank finger truck. And I think they had some kind of issues there to fight with within Negan's group itself. And I just think that this is the time when it comes. And I think that Rick's group needs to be smart. They need to sit back. They need to kind of go with the flow. They need to assess the situation. They need the intel. They need to find out where Negan's weaknesses are. And I think that's exactly what Ezekiel's doing. I don't think that he's sitting back taking it. I don't think the hilltop will be either. I think they're kind of... I think it will be that all of these groups will consolidate, and Negan needs to be really careful because the more groups you get together, they might each individually vouch you, But when you have that many, they will simply join forces and fight you, and then good luck. I think just how that's going to happen. So I think Ezekiel's really smart. I think he's finding his time in poking around, trying to fight.
Part two coming up shortly.
Yeah.
Hey, remind me to ask you guys a question.
Sorry about that, got cut off, so I'll try and wrap this up. So I think Ezekiel's poking around trying to find those holes while at the same time building up what he thinks he needs in order to be as strong as he could possibly be. So I think that's going to work out well. I don't think he's a dumb man at all. I think he's extremely smart. And I think they're not like the helpless people that Alexandria were. They're not opposed to fighting. I mean, he's got knights, for God's sakes. Riding around on horses, no doubt. And then the last thing was the comment about Ezekiel and the booty call and going to see Carol. While he might have some sort of affection for Carol, I think it's more that there is a connection there. He drops his guard and tells her his backstory and kind of lays it out there for her. I don't think he does that for everybody. I don't think he opens up and is that honest with everybody. So there must be something there where he sees her as somebody he needs, whatever that means. A confidant, someone who will accept him, or whatever. So I think there's a relationship there that's going to build beyond just that booty call. And I think after telling the secrets to her, it'd be wise probably to keep her close because, you know, you want to... Anyway.
Thank you for the call.
Sorry about that.
Whoops. So I'll try and wrap this. There we go. Thank you for the call.
Yep.
A lot there. I forgot about Ezekiel. I forgot about. But then booty call, Mike got excited about that because I think that's what you said, Mike.
Yeah. She needs to come on show. She can replace me right now. I agree with all her points.
But you think they are just laying back? You think there's – I don't think that's what Rick is doing right now. Do you?
I think Rick's just submissive. He's not even thinking about any of that. I think that it'll take the other people in that those villages to kind of connect. The fact that Carol and Morgan are already in the kingdom, and you know, the aspect of possibly Maggie making contact. They already know the people from the hilltop. They just have to unify, and that'll take a while.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I think you eventually see these groups like join up, but I think you're just seeing them beaten down like right now.
Yeah. And they realize if we all get to, like she said, if they all get to and they can find his weakness, and his weakness is his ego.
Oh, even like when the guy was talking to Dwight last week, he's like, there's one of him and there's all of us. Like, why are we like bowing down to him?
Because they're afraid. They've just been
beaten. I like the point that she makes out about Ben and the fact that he is smart and that you need smart people as well. And the you know, it's not just you know, the brains or that Ezekiel is a good judge of character. I think that she kind of hits on something that maybe we didn't discuss, that that he does kind of have that sensibility. Maybe it comes with his ability to be comfortable around animals. Right? He's a zookeeper. So he kind of.
Yeah. One thing that she said that kind of triggered a thought here was, do you remember back in the episode when, you know, Daryl was stuck in that car, you know, the wolves that set that booby trap?
Right.
You know, so do you think now in seeing all this that maybe those booby traps were set by the wolves for Negan's group? And not necessarily Rick's group.
That's a good thought possibly. There, Russ.
I don't know. The wolves seem like pretty dumb to me.
No, because the wolves seem like they were a group. And, you know, if Negan's group is the group that goes and ransacks and takes things, like, it just makes a little more sense now that, you know, that maybe that's what they set the booby traps for was for them, not necessarily Rick's group, because that wasn't Rick's group's MO anyway.
No, I like it. That's a good call. Will we ever find out? I don't know, but that's a good call though. I like it.
What do you think, Matt?
Oh, I just wanted to thank Christine for the call. So that was nice. It was great to have a caller on the show.
And everyone can, anyone can call 385-309-0311. Call anytime.
But Christine, especially, keep calling back and agreeing with my points.
Yeah, that makes Mike, it perked Mike up. I mean, he was just, you know, Mike was down for the count.
He was dead to the show. He was like, the show's, so.
Well, that's, you know, all we.
I haven't seen somebody perk up to a female voice like this since our last, you know, since Matt there.
All right, so this is the Walking Dead. This is the Walking Dead for this week.
Speaking of sports talk.
If you want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/JandJack, or you can go to jandjack.com, become a patron there. Or you can become, you can bookmark Amazon, Jay and Jack Amazon. And if you shop Amazon anyway, you can help us out there. It doesn't cost you any more, but it gives us a few pennies every time you shop. And at this time, I'd like to thank three special patrons, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richner Glaffelter, and Brad from Chicago. Thanks for doing what you do. And if you're not into sports, and you should be, we're going to go right into sports talk right now. And it probably won't be a long one, right?
Yeah, a little bit more abbreviated.
We're going to sports talk right now. So if you're done with us, if you just came here for The Walking Dead, you can move on and we'll get into sports talk with three stupid guys.
Also, Lego and goodbye.
All right. So Cincinnati ended up losing that game. So the Giants won. So
everybody gets a point except for Russ.
Everyone got a point except Russ. So that's Matt puts Matt three ahead of Russ. He's got 90. And Russ is in second with 87, Mike 85, and Jack still bringing up the rear with 81. Bump, 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 bump. Wow. So anything happened this week of football you guys were into? Mike, congratulations on your Dolphins beating my Chargers.
I know, that was pretty impressive, pretty fun game. We could just spend the next hour talking about that game if you want.
Yeah, I'm done. Anyway,
I don't know about the Rivers fellow. Like,
one of his worst games I've ever seen him have, but, you know, give Miami credit. That's how you beat Rivers, is you just, they have a terrible offensive line. You just rush as many guys as you can and just keep hitting them. That's all it takes.
Do you think Rivers was depressed about losing the vote? Like the Chargers moving now?
Oh, that's what people are saying. No, I don't think so. He looked good up until the fourth quarter. I think he's getting frustrated with the young, inexperienced receivers who don't seem to, you know, when your quarterback doesn't have time, you got to pay attention. He's got some good young receivers, but Gates is looking old, and I don't know that Barksdale every single week he commits a penalty or false start. Anyway, the season's over. We can move on till the next year. But Miami's got a chance though now, don't they?
Yeah, I think they're like 5-4.
Yeah. I mean, Tannehill, they clobbered him twice, and he threw the ball downfield, and they completed it. So, is what it is. Colts had the weekend off. Kansas City, I don't know how they won that game, but Carolina, they did. They won the game.
Russ was the only one that picked his own team. So
did you see? Everybody else did you see how the Chiefs won, Russ?
I was getting off the ice when they were going into, when there was like about 30 seconds left in the game.
Well, they were down 17-10. They intercepted Cam Newton, so made 17 all. And then Carolina had the ball, and then they just stripped the ball right out of the guy's hand and kicked the winning field goal. So they went from loss to victory. And then Denver, New Orleans tied the game up, was going to kick the extra point. As they were going to kick the extra point, I forget who it was, jumped over the center, blocked the ball, yes, and ran it back for 2 points, and they won the game.
It was incredible.
I go, how do you – I almost, it was like watching the Chargers, the Saints.
That was an incredible loss and win, you know, depending on your perspective there.
Well, a quick little note on Kansas City. They're the second-highest team in the NFL right now. 5 wins in a row. Besides Sporting Becky's Dallas Cowboys, America's team, so I heard on Sunday night.
Kansas City is actually 8 wins first in the AFC.
Yeah, I don't know how, but they just do enough to win.
# not my America's team.
No.
Matt is protesting right now on the show.
Can we have Jerry Jones stop each week going, you know, Dak is our quarterback for now. We'll just, you know, right now, Dak Prescott is your quarterback. Tony Romo, whatever. He doesn't get his job back.
Yeah, it's officially a quarterback controversy, right?
To Jerry Jones.
That's what this is called. This is what it's called when
Jerry. It's just Jerry Jones. I need more airtime. There's no way you change quarterbacks now.
Yeah.
After the start you've had, I don't care.
So you just want to announce right now that Matt is the backup host for Sports Talk with Three Super Guys.
He is. Anyway, that was the NFL. You guys ready to get in the picks? Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Yeah, let's get to the picks.
Anything else? Nothing? New England lost to Seattle.
Yeah, that was big news. So
I like, though, how people said payback for Seattle. No, you still lost the Super Bowl.
Nothing will take that back.
Winning a regular season game is not beating and not winning the Super Bowl. So
did you see Pete Carroll's comment? He was I'm not very impressed by these Boston fans. They're just not crazy enough. He was just like,
Well, yeah. he coached the Patriots for a few years.
Yeah, well, Pete Carroll was basically, he was. I'm going to paraphrase, but he basically said, meh. So, to the fans.
Maybe they just get tired of winning all the time.
Yeah, that's what he said. He was like, they're just so used to winning that
you watch them, if you follow a lot of Patriots fans on Twitter, it's like they lost the Super Bowl yesterday. It's like, you lost the game. I get it. It's tough. It's rough losing a game.
Sorry, Christian Boston.
Yeah, I'm sure he's upset. We'll find out tomorrow. All right, so how are we going to do this? Am I just going to read off what everybody picked?
We're just gonna read off quickly the games we agree on. I think
games we agree on, or just
quickly pass through those games.
All right, we have
a different way of doing it this week.
Yeah, we tried a different. We all submitted our picks ahead of time.
Why don't you just say the ones that we all have correct? Like, just go through and say
correct. We don't know yet. I don't have the ability to go in the future and see who's going to win and who's going to lose.
The ones we agree on this week.
Okay, McFly.
The games, let's see. Oh, damn, I had another bad week. Well, first, we have Pittsburgh-Cleveland. Shocker, we all picked Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that was a gimme.
B-more at Dallas, we all picked Dallas.
Yeah. No
shocker there. Jags at D-Town. I'm still shocked Mike didn't pick the Jags.
I told you, I abandoned the bandwagon 2 weeks ago.
Jags, D-Town, we all had D-Town. Next up is Tampa Bay, Kansas City. We all had Kansas City. Next up is Chicago versus the Giants. We all had the Giants. And New England 49ers. We all had New England. Philly versus Seattle. We all have Seattle. And that's all we agree on. But so now you just want to go back to the other picks?
There was one other thing about the New England game, and that is that
– Oh, the plus thing.
Yeah, the spread on that, I think, was it 13? 13
so and said? A half.
13 and a half. So basically like what we did last week with San Francisco and Arizona. So.
I'll take New England giving 13 and a half. Russell?
I'll take New England.
Okay.
I think we're going to sweep this too. So, I mean, why would you not take New England after that bad of a loss? So
their fans are going to be riled up.
Yeah.
Even though it's in San Francisco. Mike, are you going to sweep this?
Sweep. Okay. Sweep.
All right. That was fun. All right. Back to the games. Should I just read off who we had and we can discuss the game?
I guess so. Sure.
Okay. We have New Orleans versus Carolina. Jack and Russ took Carolina. Matt and Mike, New Orleans.
Huh.
What do you see in New Orleans that they can't win at home? they can't even kick an extra point to win the game. So what's your defense? How do you see New Orleans beating Carolina?
Carolina is a really horrible team right now. They've lost in the last seven games, they're 2-5. So it's like they're suddenly going to start winning right now. New Orleans actually looked a little impressive against Denver in this past week.
Until the last play of the game.
But they put up a fight. compared to Carolina is like it's falling apart, like 2-5 from like last seven. So,
all right,
I'll give you a couple stats. New Orleans overall record 6-3 against Carolina in this situation.
All right,
And when they are the underdog, they're 5-0. Think about that. Is the favorite, they're 2-5.
I didn't know that. That's pretty good. So, all right, Russ, defend the Carolina pick.
I just think that Carolina is going to come out sore from that game against Kansas City and take it to the next team.
All right, so you had Mike and Matt both made really good points, and Russ just says, well, Carolina's upset. So we'll go with Russ on that one.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, Carolina lost that game at home. I mean, that's an embarrassing loss at home. You know, you never want to play like that at home, unless you're the Chargers.
Well, the Saints lost at home, and a terrible way to end a game.
Yeah, but they're getting ready to go on the road.
All right. Well, we differ on that pick. Next dissenting votes, we have Tennessee versus the Colts. Mike and I picked Tennessee. Russ and Matt picked the Colts. Give me a reason why the Colts are going to win.
Oh, they're healthy. They're coming off a bye. They're fresh. So, and most of their, they've been riddled with injuries. And after that bye, they're going to be.
They still going to have that crap O-line they had before?
Sure, they're still going to have that crap O-line, but they're going to be just as good against the Tennessee Titans as what they were against the Green Bay Packers. Defense. Hey, they beat Green Bay.
Okay.
This is in Indy, off of the bye. What can I say? They've got to win
Green
this.
Green Bay can't stop anybody.
That's true. And Tennessee did score a lot.
No, you can't lose confidence here, Matt. You got to.
I'm not. I know.
Stick up for your.
Russ, what do you have? What do you think? What do you think they're going to win?
What do you mean?
Why the Colts going to beat Tennessee?
What game are we on?
I just mainly I picked them because Indianapolis was home.
All right, Mike. Why is Tennessee going to beat the Colts?
Well, I thought Mariota is starting to look pretty impressive. Like the last couple of weeks, he's putting up some big games, and DeMarco Murray went crazy this past week.
Yeah, I mean, they're really.
I forgot about DeMarco Murray.
And for some strange reason, for since like week two, Indianapolis has traded off like win loss every week, and they just won this past week, so they're due for a loss. # stupid reasoning.
I think Tennessee's just got the better team. I just think they're. Their power football, they got, like I said, Mariota's playing better football. DeMarco Murray's playing good. They have a physical offensive line, defensive line. I wouldn't be shocked to see the Tennessee win by 14 points
in this game. You want to make an extra point bet on that one?
I got nothing to lose.
Side bet.
No,
whoever loses, like ice bike a challenge, like live on YouTube.
Okay,
between you two guys.
I'll do the what's the new thing, the mannequin thing? Russ is already doing it.
He's been doing it the whole year.
Yeah. Next up, we have the Bills versus Cincy. The only one taking the Bills is Matt.
Right. I know. It's crazy. I don't know why I'm taking the Bills. Again, I was looking up some stats, though. Buffalo, when they're the underdog, 4-2. Cincinnati, they're just even. And – you know, their overall record is better. Cincinnati just lost. We know that from the Giants on a very stinging. Buffalo's coming off the bye. I think that Rex Ryan is going to want to keep this team in the hunt. And the only way to do that is to win every game. So also their away record is better too. Buffalo is. So
if Cincinnati doesn't make the playoffs this year, does Marvin Lewis finally get the axe?
Seems talking like about Bunkers right now. Rex Ryan Earth.
I mean, so either one does make the does either team that are they both got, but Marvin Lewis has been there forever.
Come on, the Bills beat the New England Patriots in New England, like and shut them out. So I think,
the Twitter poll said it was a conspiracy theory by Bill Belichick.
It was
right to keep Rex Ryan there. So
Twitter
Rex
polls are never wrong. Twitter polls are never wrong.
#
Election 2016.
Negan doesn't have a butt. Negan doesn't have a butt.
Next up, we have Arizona versus Minnesota. Both Matt and Mike went with Arizona. Both Jack and Russ, Minnesota. I'm sorry. When you guys went with Arizona, we went with Minnesota. Russ, why is Minnesota going to win this game?
I just think Arizona's been playing bad the last few weeks.
And Minnesota has been playing good.
Four-game losing streak.
After going 5-0.
I just think they're a better team.
Once they got rid of North Turner, you always get better.
You should.
Jack can speak to that.
Look up.
You should on paper. Well, to be fair, the first year they got rid of North Turner, we went to the playoffs. Next 3 years, we don't want to talk about it. Talk to me about playoffs. I just figured the law of averages says that Minnesota has to win again. And it's at home. That's why I went with Minnesota.
Hopefully that works out for Cleveland Brown fans. Because right now they're, what, 0-9, 0-10?
Yeah, they're going to go in 16.
Well, we have to win eventually.
Well, Jack, Minnesota's home record is a lot better than Arizona's away record. So maybe that'll hold up.
You're trying to make a case for Arizona beating Minnesota.
I know, I'm supposed to be, right? But
he just feels bad for you because you're in last place.
Except when he picks the same as Russ, then I'm like, I want to beat him. So.
Mike, any reason why?
The team with a 4-game losing streak and firing their offense coordinator, I don't think things are going very well right now.
All right.
So the arrow's going down.
Is Zimmer in jeopardy losing his job?
How can he not be?
Scotty got 5-0.
I would think, you know, he's right there with San Diego's coach.
All right. I mean, he lost Adrian Peterson, lost Teddy Bridgewater.
Luckily, they have an easy win coming up against Indianapolis in week 15. So,
who do you guys think is going to be the first coach fired?
Well, it won't be McCoy because he'll make it to the end of the season.
You know, I was looking at the wild card, and you know, one of the teams for record for the wild card is 5-4. The Chargers are only like 1.5 behind for a wild card.
Yeah, I had to win that game though.
But still, I mean,
they've got too many AFC losses.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, they just lost too many games they should have won, but it is what it is. Next up is Miami versus the Rams. We have one person who took the Rams, and that was Matt.
Huh?
Is it just because you had a big lead, Matt, and you're just kind of just going crazy?
No, I know. I just I was looking at this, and I thought
LA. Did you not read Russ's picks right?
Well, it was a little weird that LA is a favorite, and like Matt's the only one that took the favorite.
What? Why is that weird?
You do tend to do weird things, you know.
LA's the favorite. They're at home.
Yeah, LA's the favorite.
They're only favored by like 1 point. So I don't know. I'm going to take that 1 point. I have no idea what's going on with LA.
You're
going to
take that 1 point down your throat.
Are they going with the young quarterback?
I have no clue about what's going on with LA at all. Really, I don't.
What I saw from Miami,
this is a dart on the wall for me. I was just
Matt just wanted another game to talk about. He just wanted to extend his podcast like another 5 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't.
I just don't trust Miami either.
I didn't see anything in Miami that was like, oh my god, they're a great team. But I thought Tannehill played pretty well against the Chargers, and I mean they won the game. So
you let me down, Jack. You said JJ would have 200 yards. He didn't get it.
The Chargers are the Chargers now. They lost their run stuffer. He's out for the season now too. So you picked the wrong week. You should have played him. Next, if you're playing this week, he'd have 200 yards. But they had him down pretty. They stopped him pretty much the whole game. But anyway, next up, the different game is Green Bay versus Washington. We only have one person pick Green Bay. It is Russell.
Brett Favre. John with fake John Madden voice.
Yep. I like Green Bay to bounce back this week.
They're terrible defensively. Well,
Do you think the rumblings about Rodgers and what's their coach? I'm sorry, I'm blanking on their coach.
Olivia Munn's coach.
I don't know why I can't think of his name.
For whatever reason, I have Holmgren in my head, but it's not him. It's
all right. Well, anyway, there's some rumblings amongst the between like the
Mick.
Coach and
Mick. That's why our three super guys. Mike McCarthy.
Mike Got McCarthy.
That's it. Yeah. We're already 15 minutes. Thanks. We're already 15 minutes.
I didn't like his grandpa Joe. I didn't like him.
Grandpa Joe. Anyway, Russ, you have nothing to add to this, clearly.
Washington. No, I told you, I think Green Bay is going to bounce back. I mean, they need to.
Well, 30-game losing streak can end because it has to.
And Russ, you have one last defense. Houston versus Oakland, Monday night, and Russ is the only one that took Houston.
I did.
Brock Osweiler.
I don't like Oakland.
Okay. All right. I don't like Oakland, but I picked them.
Well, you got to start having another team to root for now.
Well, it won't be Oakland. Well, that wraps up sports talk for today. Anything else you guys got?
No, that's it.
Well, we'd like to thank our patrons. If you want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/jandjack. Or you can go to Amazon, bookmark our page on it, go to jandjack.com and go to Amazon, little page there, and bookmark it. If you shop at Amazon, you can help us out. Every little penny helps. Like to thank Pat from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glaffler, and Brad from Chicago. Thanks for doing what you do. And we'll be back next week with The Walking Dead and Sports Talk. And I'll be happy next week because my Chargers, I guarantee you, will not lose next week. Will not lose.
If you go to lootcrate.com this week, Jay and Jack, you get Growing Pains DVDs in the box. You too can listen to the opening theme and sing with us.
Your own homemade kit of how to make your own portable music player. So, exactly. But you got to put it together yourself.
Exactly.
Also, like a Eugene. Bullet making kit too. It's a real fun for the whole kids, you know, bullet making.
Every kid should have a bullet making kit.
Yeah. Especially in the apocalypse.
Yeah, there you go. And you get Carl's shampoo.
If I was Eugene, I'd be like, we don't need bullets. We need a bomb. That's what they need.
Maybe that's what he's building in the
radio. They need like a Hiroshima out there.
There is a crackpot theory out there that possibly Eugene is working on some type of a device
to kill Negan.
Yeah, well, of a bomb kind of device. That's what I read somewhere.
Well, that's nice. I didn't even think about that, but that's nice.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, that's all right. I got.
Great show, kids. One in a million.
Well, I'm glad my mattress I have upstairs didn't get blown up by a rocket launcher. So.
Yeah, I hate it, but I think Russ is right about the rocket launcher. I forgot about the sound.
You're so wrong about this mattress thing.
I hate to say it, but he could be right. That's all I got. Hasta luego and goodbye.
All right. See you guys.
Good night.
Hey, and let us know if you like this new sports format where we just talk about the games that matter or the games that we disagree on.
Teams that are idle.
Instead of Negan's, does Negan have a butt? That could be one of them. But do you like the new
sports talk again? Yeah. Let us know.
All right, guys.
And instead of saying see you next week, I'll just go with Sporting Becky's closing comments. Cowboys, Cowboys, Cowboys.
Such a kiss up.
All right, guys. Bye.